In the jungle laboratory of Dr. Shaw, Chandra questions him about his strange research among the natives. The doctor admits he is a student of native beliefs, and both of his experiments which will startle the world. By a ruse, Chandra learns of Shaw's real purpose, the study of black art. Suddenly, for the first time in weeks, Chandra is able to hear the psychic summons and cries to the yogi that he hears him at last. Meanwhile, the present act opens in a small native house in the Vale of Kashmir in India. Chandu, the magician.
You are the teacher of Chandu. You really Janna to one who showed me the way to your house.
Him tell my daughter. Thou art Naji.
It is so, teacher. And I have come to you because I know Chandu is in Paris. But I asked your pardon. I did not see you were occupied.
That which I do is concerned with Chandu also. Thou art very welcome, my daughter. Rest here and be at peace. Thou knowest fear and anxiety should not enter thy mind.
I know, O teacher. But lately, I have begun to see I am only a woman.
Wisdom belongeth not to man alone, nor to woman alone. And this thou knowest, my daughter. How then didst thou know Chandu was in Paris?
The secrets of ancient Egypt, great teacher.
I say again, my daughter, peace. Seat thyself here in this quiet place. And as thou knowest, lookest forth upon the beautiful Vale of Kashmir, let thy thoughts be tranquil, and put fear far from thy heart.
I am listening, great teacher.
I tell thee this, and when again thou shalt see Chandu, thou shalt speak with him of these things. Many days ago I warned Chandu, a time of testing was awaiting him.
This I know. He spoke to me of it in a letter.
It is not through fault of his that when I saw for him has come to pass. His sister's fear overcame her in a moment when she should have been strong. And like a frightened bird, she took no thought for what she did.
You know then the nature of the danger Chandu is facing?
You do not?
No.
For many weeks, his sister has been a captive in the hands of those who hate the name of Chandu.
The son!
You have spoken, my daughter.
But Chandu, why does he not free her with the secrets you have taught him?
My daughter, the danger he faces is greater than that which holds his sister fast. For if he fails, the work of his life is lost.
What can I do to help him, great teacher? I have journeyed far to see thee.
Before Chandu was sent to Mauritania, I spoke to him of thee, my daughter, saying that when the time was right, thou should come to India and see me.
Many times I have tried to leave Egypt and come to India. But always something has prevented me.
And didst thou not know then that the time was not yet right?
Great teacher, I am trying to learn the way.
Then I must give thee this warning. Do not permit thy love for Chandu to overcome thee, or thy work will be as nothing.
I am trying, master. And whatever thou sayest, I will do.
It is well.
When I enter thy house, wert thou looking into the crystal, master?
It is so.
And didst thou see Chandu? This is what I am trying to learn.
And Chandu also. When thou hast learned the lessons that go before, this power shall be thine. It could be thine at this moment, if thou hadst overcome thy fear and practiced the things thou hast learned.
Wilt thou not tell me, master, why Chandu is powerless to help his sister? No, poor Dorothy. How terrible for her to be at the mercy of those jungle men.
Peace, my daughter. Center thy mind upon the crystal. Since the sister of Chandu was made captive by the Panzers, I have tried to reach him in this way. But always he has shut me out.
Now, there is the Panzers who seek the emerald, the master.
They seek it. that they are not those to whom it belongs.
But do you not believe, Master, that Chandu may give them the emerald in exchange for the life of his sister?
If he does, it must be. But I think he is wiser than to listen to their evil words.
Am I to be permitted to look with thee into the crystal, Master?
If thy heart is tranquil. But first, I tell thee this. I know thy problem is almost too difficult for thee. A weaker one than thou wouldst long ago have turned from the path and taken another way.
But, Master, my way was chosen long ago. How could I turn aside?
Ah, thou art brave and strong, my daughter. And when thy hours of testing have come, thou hast never failed.
I thank thee, Master. How didst thou know of my life?
I know what I need to know, my daughter. And now, is thy mind at peace?
Yes, Master.
Thou art without fear, magic. Thou wilt not permit fear for Chandu to enter thy heart?
No, Master.
Then thou mayest look with me into the crystal.
Will he see me?
That will rest with him. It is but a few moments ago that at last he knew I was trying to reach him. Look, my daughter, and tell me what thou seest.
It is the room of a sorcerer. See? There he stands, tall, black of beard and eyes.
And dost thou see around him the trees of the jungle?
Where? But where is Chandu?
There, before the man.
Oh, the crystal is clearer now. I have seen that sorcerer before. In kitchen. I know I have. I knew it. Master, dost thou know him?
Watch. What dost thou see behind this sorcerer?
Oh, it is a host of awful dark forms of evil gathered behind this sorcerer. Who is he, Master?
His earth name is Dr. Shaw.
Oh, we must warn Chandu. Those awful forms are Chandu. Let us think he sees us, Master.
Look closely, Chandu, behind the man with whom thou speakest.
Do you hear that, Dr. Shaw? Listen. For the hours I've tried to make myself believe I heard it. Do you hear that sound?
My son, give up thy fear. Put it far from thee.
I'm listening, my teacher, but I do not understand.
What thinkest thou hath kept thy sister beyond the magic circle of thy protection?
My teacher, I do not know. All other powers are mine, but this one thing I cannot do. What are you staring at, Dr. Shaw? You look as though you doubted my sanity. No, don't come nearer. Wait. If I break this direct communication, I may not be able to reach him again.
Master, why can we not hear the voice of the sorcerer?
See how the clouds darken about his head.
I see how those forms of evil are gathering about him.
His thoughts are like fog, blown by the wind.
Tell me more, my teacher. Tell me what I must do. I'm trying to understand.
Did I not tell thee this time of testing would come to thee?
In Sumatra? Yes. But somewhere I've made a mistake. Something's wrong. Or perhaps I failed. Shall I come back to India?
No, my son. If thou wilt stretch out thy hand, thy power shall return.
But what am I to do?
Knowest thou not, my son, it is nothing but thy fear that has prevented thee from releasing thy sister from those who seek her life? Hast thou not said to thyself and to thy sister's daughter that fear has entered thy heart?
Yes, I have. Of course I'm not mad, Dr. Shaw. Oh, but how could you understand the terrible clouds I've been under for weeks? I'm listening, my teacher.
I tell thee this. Not but thine own fears have kept thy sister from thee since first they led her to the altar of the Cobra God.
The Cobra God? Is Dorothy at the mercy of those men?
Remember what I have said, my daughter. Chandu, thou must not hurry the ways of fate. Seek thou the way thou knowest. There is no need for haste. When the time is right, and thou hast removed thyself from fear, thou shalt conquer thine enemy. Dost thou understand?
Oh, what a fool I've been. Of course I understand. I'm not afraid now. I know I can do it. Stay where you are, Dr. Shaw. I don't want to miss one word of this. What do I care if you can't hear it?
Listen, my son. I'll give thee a test of thy power. Look closely in the heart of the blue flame that thou seest. What dost thou see?
It's Najee. Is she there with you, my teacher? Najee.
If thou art indeed unafraid, my son, thou canst bring Najee to thee in the way thou knowest. Dost thou fear to test thy strength?
No, of course not. What shall I do?
Look into the flame, my son. Dost thou fear to trust thyself in this knowledge, Najee?
No, Master, I am not afraid.
I bid thee farewell then, my daughter. We shall not meet again.
Najee, wherever you are, I call you to come to me, here in the heart of the jungle. Najee!
Oh, John, don't...
Najee, you're really here. I've won at last. Come. Come on, quickly. Let's go back to the inn. Oh, Dorothy! Dorothy! I've won!
Thank you.